Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. As I said to Gugu, we are on our last stretch. So one more day to go and then we'll be going on holiday and we'll be back very, very fresh back in the studios in the middle of January. So looking forward to that. Let's go straight to a deadline that we spoke about yesterday. Yesterday was the deadline for all registrations of those who wish to run legitimate spaza shops. We then got a report and some reports from the Department of COCTA saying, look, they have considered and the presidency has considered that the 21 days needs to be extended. So on the line is Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Vilenkosini Hlabisa. Minister, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you as well as the listeners of the radio station.
Minister, what necessitated the extension of that deadline?
And firstly, the announcement by the president for a 21 days cutoff to formalize the spaza shop and other food handling outlets was a response to a crisis where we're experiencing the death of our children out of food poisoning challenge. Now, the president had to make a call that the spaza shops must be regulated, must comply with health regulations, and in the period of 21 days, we had a meeting yesterday with all MECs from 9 provinces for COCTA and economic development. We looked at the progress made, discovered that 40,000 applications were received across the country and just above 19,000 were approved as to the spaza shop that can be officially functioning as from today. We considered the fact that there were people who were on the queues even yesterday wanting to register. And then we considered again that the crisis of children dying has subsided because of other interventions, door-to-door visit, and the spaza shops that were found not operating within the health guidelines. 1,041 have been closed over 21 days. And then we therefore made a recommendation to the president to concede to the request for the extension, because the president had no intention of killing the small business economy. And the president, as a result, agreed and then requested that the ministers, myself and Minister Msoaledi, as leading minister in this area, must go and announce the extension on his behalf. This extension says all those who have not registered must do so in this period up until end of February. But what is more important, a spaza shop or a food handling outlet that will be found transgressing the health regulations will be closed down with immediate effect, even during the period of registration, as it has been done to the 1,041 spaza shops and food handling outlets.
Minister, just help me understand this. You speak of verification process. So if me, Pimelo, I am currently running a spaza shop, I have gone to the offices for an application, I've applied to be registered. Is the verification process after I've been given what would be a temporary approval? Or do you come to my facility first to verify that maybe, you know, I'm upholding the health and safety procedures and then approve me? How does it work?
Tumelo, you really said it correct. What happens? Tumelo fills an application and submit it to the municipality, provide documents that are necessary, and the municipality just look at the application. On the basis of the application, they will then approve the application that Umelo's Spaza shop must be registered as a business. Once they have done the approval, the officials of the department will visit the Spaza shop in terms of the location where Umelo said the Spaza shop is operating. They will look at the conditions, the structure, the windows, the doors, the ventilation, and everything in the setup of the Spaza shop. If the information Umelo provided in the application form is what you find on the ground, then there will be, that is a verification process. After the verification, if the information is different, they will withdraw the approval and declare the registration as null and void. If the information corresponds, they will then escalate the process that Umelo Spaza shop must be given a license to operate as a business. Umelo, after getting a license, can then make an application for the 500 million rand the government is making available for small business people and Spaza shop runners to apply in order to upgrade their businesses in terms of the structure, in terms of complying to the health standard. Lastly, the Department of Health has appointed a team of experts that will guide us as a country how we must avoid getting into the same scenario as we did on the foodborne illnesses, which is a similar thing as we found ourselves in the COVID-19. This team, the Department of Health, is going to provide a list which prescribe what can be sold and what cannot be sold in the Spaza shop or food handling outlet. This information will be displayed in the Spaza shop so that if Umelo sells what is not in the list, the public must report Umelo.
Okay.
If Umelo complies, then is well and good.
Okay. Minister, there are talks of fronting and that the department will also be looking at those who are fronting. Very, very difficult to verify fronting. It's very easy to verify structural issues and those kinds of things. How are we going to manage the issue of fronting that so many people are bringing up?
It's going to be very easy to Umelo.
Mm-hmm.
What we said yesterday to the MECs, we said our next round of releasing figures of registered Spaza shop and food handling outlets, we need a category from each municipality, how many foreign nationals have applied and their application were approved. And if they say we have 10 foreign nationals, we need to zoom in, because for a foreign national to operate a Spaza shop or as a food outlet, and a food handling outlet in South Africa must meet three conditions. One, he or she must have a visa, a business visa, and demonstrate he has 5 million rand to invest in South Africa. Then comply with SARS, comply with banking, comply with residential proof. Secondly, a national foreigner must be a confirmed asylum seeker, documented. Thirdly, must be a documented refugee. If you don't qualify on these three things, you can't run a Spaza shop. So it's going to be easy, therefore, to mail. Because if Shabisa go and register a Spaza shop, but rent it to a foreign national, the people of that area must be the first to speak that here is a foreign national is operating here, yet the Spaza shop does not belong to him. Every municipality, you know, Umelo, if the report we get is that there is none foreign national who applied and got approval, simply what it means, there shall be no foreign national running a Spaza shop or a food handling outlet because they don't qualify.
Mm. Minister, quick one.
That would be the easiest to verify. I'm sure
I understand.
You get what I'm saying.
I do. Yeah. You speak of a new cleaning up campaign come the new year. Just maybe talk to us about what that looks like. I know you've just spoken about a ministerial advisory committee that will be set up to deal with those issues of foodborne incidents. I'm told it's 15 health experts. Just give us a sense of what their job will be, and are there the people who are going to be responsible for inspections of cleanliness in these spaces?
No.
Okay.
The cleanliness of our spaza shops, of our environment, is going to be the task of the health environmental practitioners. Some of these people are employed by municipalities as we speak, but the response to the food on illnesses goes with the recommendation of the employment of 520 environmental health practitioners. In South Africa, we have 52 districts, and it's going to be 10 qualified health inspectors in these 52 districts, and then it equals to 520. They are the people who will be doing door-to-door, checking the compliance in terms of health matters, expiry of food, illicit goods, and also cleanliness. Now, the team of 15 specialists, like during the COVID-19 tomato, there was a team that was advising government of how to mitigate the challenges of COVID-19. Those are the team of highly educated people, professors, who are sitting down, studying the patterns, and advise the government. This team is going to be advising the Department of Health, because it is the Department of Health that is going to regulate what is sold and what is not sold. And they will be also checking in terms of the deaths of people, whether is there any other poison that is running throughout the society unnoticed. So that is the distinction. Come to the cleaning campaign. We could not start the cleaning campaign now because it's festive season. It might lose the meaning. Immediately after the festive season, we will embark on a massive cleaning campaign that is going to become a permanent feature of South Africa, because the poison that is being used to kill rats, you know, Umelo, they are attracted by a dirty environment. So if you want to chase rats away, you must clean your environment. Now, the cleaning campaign is going to be championed by the district development model champions, which the president has appointed, ministers and deputy ministers, mayors, councillors, DDGs and DGs. It's going to be a permanent feature of our country. COVID-19. You know, COVID-19, people in South Africa are very smart. What do you call this thing that you put on the mouth during COVID-19?
The mask.
The mask.
Yes.
You know, if a person has a flu now, mask is no longer compulsory, but smart and wise people, when they have flu, voluntarily, they wear a mask. Even the cleaning campaign, we want to instill it and become a feature of South Africa. And it has to be everybody's business, even Tumelo, everybody's business, so that we have a clean environment as a country.
Minister, I just want to beg you to take a few calls that are coming through and that have some questions for you. Let's start with Mpo in Ramfontein, who's got a question. Mpo, thanks so much for calling. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, Tumelo, and to the minister.
Thank you for calling, Mpo.
Yes, please. I've got a running company which is registered with all my employees, going Kwaera, and all other legislative which are registered. What my question based on the minister would be that would establishments like Burger King, KFC, Pick n Pay, and all those are they also going to be registering the same processes that we are going to be entitled to? And again, the same people, by the way,
Ostrateng le go di hostel. Are those same people going to be in China ba gatiwe as much as rona ba reng rona re na le this pasa sa re tsamare le register re tsoetsa ka bogong.
Ga utlo ga lampo.
That is the question.
All right. Minister, your response?
The simple response is places like KFC, Spar, all these big businesses, they are officially registered and they have a license to operate. Mm. From time to time, there are health inspectors who visit them to see whether they are not selling expiry goods or illicit goods. So now, a business, if my brother has a business with a license, he need not to apply in this process.
Okay.
This is the formalization of the informal economy, spaza shop, and small food handling outlet. Sisanyama belongs to this one.
Okay.
If you go to a taxi rank, mm-hmm. there is a lady who prepares food for people in the taxi rank. That is a person who is handling food, needs to be registered so that he or she complies with health requirements.
All right, let me go to Veli in Guatemala. Hi, Veli.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Good yes.
Evening.
I do have a question, Pamela, with the minister, mm-hmm. about these things of a tax shop. Mm. I don't know if you'll hear me clear. They're looking for example, the tax shop. The focus is on the tax shop. What about their suppliers, because they're still run by the foreigners? How do they, because they do have their warehouse whereby our black community, they go there and buy product from them. How do they focus on them? Because now I understand that their focus is on the tax shop. What about their retailers, where the food they brought there, where by our black community, they went there and buy those products? So can I have that clarity? Because we do have main warehouse.
Minister Tlabisa?
Tumela, because you heard my statement.
Yes.
In my statement, I responded exactly to what Veli is saying.
Mm.
We are dealing, one, with spaza shops, two, food handling outlets, not spaza shops only, but three, we are also dealing with warehouses. You are my witness, Tumelo. A warehouse that was shut down in Durban,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Which was selling illicit goods, expired
and
goods.
Meat. Mm.
And yeah, this is a comprehensive program, but we are not saying those warehouses must register. What brings this matter to public domain is because we are saying, people, go and register. There is no warehouse that is going to operate not being registered, run by a foreign national, not meeting the requirements to run a business in South Africa. It's a comprehensive program. But what touches our people in the locations, in township, in villages, in rural areas, register the spaza shop, which you rent it to a foreign national, reclaim it, you run it, go to government, get the money, take the economy back to your hands.
Minister, just maybe for clarity, those people who are suppliers to the spaza shops that people are saying are selling illicit goods, the ones that you've arrested, I suppose the question then would be, are you going to be intensifying those operations where you are going to be checking those warehouses? Because they should be having business rights and all of that. But clearly what you're getting is that some of them are operating illegally.
Some of these warehouses are operating illegally. The intelligence is on the ground determining them, and even those that are operating with licenses, there is a massive program at an intelligence level. As I'm saying, who would have imagined that a warehouse of that magnitude in Durban will be picked up? There are so many other warehouses which are being followed silently until it is confirmed what they are selling is not good, and expose them as it happened in Durban. The ports of entry in South Africa is closely monitored, because these illicit goods, some are produced within the country and some come from outside. It's on the cards of the government to deal with it.
Appreciate your time, Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Velenkosini Hlabisa. Thank you so much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.